So here's how it goes. It continues to read. Too bad I couldn't do it with this one on it. Oh boy, I had it so perfectly sounded in my mind, right? Here we go. Read what you got, which was supposedly the best that they can do. A rolling headphone party, surrounded by victims, for a lack of better word, kidnapped against, for lack of a better word, and teleported to some sort of promised land to do stunts and tricks for the gram. Sounds like a fantasy. No, this is Fry Festival Boston, brought to you by the illustrious committee over at Red House Entertainment. Pronouns, they, community, dicks. Wow, buddy. I can't. Let's continue. Thursday. Patrons collected their package from what appears to be their headquarters. The process was quick, effortless, and smooth. There were no complaints. The anticipation was building. They were off to a great start, or so one may think. Your access to the event was your package, and so all elements there were presented to you at the collections were in some way required for you to gain entry. Transparency was everything at this point, because little did the patrons know the murkiness, the obscurity, the unquitted fog was coming. With this illustrious entity, it is always something. Either they will bend you over. I don't know about that part. We will not bend you over. Lost my train of thought on that one. Ooh, I didn't even want to think about that, right? We will bend you over. Or keep you on your toes. That, I agree. We will keep you on your toes. And some, they will continually do both. I don't know about the R. Kelly trial that's going on right now, which is not a joke, but no. So here we go. Friday. We continue on. There were seven. Not one. Not two. Not three. Four, five. Seven. God's number. Buses. Was greeted patrons along Blue Hill Avenue to take them to the Midnight Mass Oasis, or so they thought. While on board, patrons were requested to present their driver's license in order to receive headphones so that they can continue with the experience. This was the first time folks was made aware of this. But it's Midnight Mass, a new concept, so let's play along, right? It's supposedly an innovative experience. But did anyone think that you, yes, you, are the mercy of a pair of headphones if you want the right to drive in Massachusetts? Return to you. Cue the kidnap music. Oh, wrong one. Oh. No. All right. We'll try another one. There we go. Ooh. That's the one I was trying to get. You ready? You ready? Let's just try it again. Let's try it again. All right. Come on, crickets. Be done with it. All right. If you want your right to drive in Massachusetts returned to you, cue the kidnap music. Okay, no. Once. Continue with the show. Once at the venue. This. This is where the fun begins. The bus journey was a short but steady one. If you had to use the bathroom, facilities on board the buses suck for some. I was reliably informed that there were some buses that provided access to their bathrooms and others did not. If you were thinking that once you arrive at your destination, facilities will be waiting for you, think again! Think again! I was particularly surprised to learn about grown women squatting to relieve themselves in bush. I suppose Red House was very detail-oriented when it comes to some sort of more traditional aspect of mass. Amid a pandemic where hygiene is every fucking thing? Continue with the event. My understanding is that the patrons were not offered any refreshments, but came with the presumption that drinks would be provided. I mean, you did provide a cup. A cup? No, we didn't provide a cup. We did not provide a cup. A bottle that you could fill with water or whatever refreshments you choose, right? We didn't give you a cup, an empty cup for us to fill. Anyone with any sense, may have filled it themselves. I digress. You provided a cup at the pickup, right? Was this cup truly a souvenir? At some point, there was hints of refreshment depot. Read someone's actual place of residence where patrons happily made tea and coffee. Coffee, which was quickly thwarted by the local authorities, who calmly requested that all activities cease at once. So at this point, no food, no bathrooms, no drink, no party. Almost done before it even started. Recipe for disaster. And concern stepped in. What do I do? What do I do? How do I get home? Send help. Oh God, send help, Lord. Lord, they have me trapped. I can't go. I can't pee. Oh my God, I'm thirsty. And I have a friggin' headphone. Oh God, oh God, oh God. These people treat me so blasted bad. I thought so, right? I'll stop there for now. Because there will be more to come on this. But overall, Midnight Mass was a publicity stunt. And it came at the pretty expensive cost. Yours. 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 May many could be seen and heard voicing their displeasure. Oh God, take me home. Oh Father God, take me home. All these people just beating me and kidnapping me. Can't find my way home. Yeah, that's what they were bawling. I think that's what they was bawling, right? Oh. Let me get back to it. Hold on. Huh? Okay, hold on. Oh yes. But listen, I might. Okay. The theme had been on it, but then thing. Okay. Great for the most part. Yeah. Oh man, that thing just threw me off of that. Okay. I'll stop there for now. But there will be more to come. But the overall Midnight Mass was a publicity stunt, and it came at a pretty expensive cost. Yours, many could be seen and heard voicing their displeasure, and I won't say it again. They were overruled by others who insisted they were doing it for the gram. The execution was poor in customer service, customer delivery. But to the online general public, it looked great. It looked great. For the most part, many of you were baseless. Hold on. What you tell them? It said, for the most part, many of you were baseless pawns, and I thoroughly felt some of the pain, a beat from the comfort of my own bed. I think that was supposed to be a joke. Okay, yes, it was true. He was, I don't know, yes, he was comforted, as long as you was comforted in your bed. He had the idea been their own, we would have been one thing, but they took the theme and they watered it down and delivered to fans who expect much more. Fans, might add, that are their friends. I'm not quite sure how much more can you take. I hold my friends to such much higher standard. And they know that. They know it. They blasted know it. But I have learnt my lesson with Red House Entertainment a long time ago. I was hoping this year, particularly Dog, would have had his day. But it seems like that cheetah intentionally misspelled definitely did not change his spots. Oh, Lord, Lord. Midnight Mass left much more to be desired. It was a letdown of colossal proportions. I know there are some of you that would pardon them again, particularly because it always appears as though I have nothing positive to say. I have nothing positive, positive, to say. Listen to me good now. I was definitely impressed with some elements, and I highlighted those. I have leave the task of figuring it out. If you want to voice your concern, you, it's up to you. I've made my peace. My peace I make. Can't help it if the general consensus was that it was all caca. Sound off. Yes, it was. It was caca. I know. It took forever. But it was, I was entertained by it. I was entertained. And you say, why, G? Why you go and read the man thing? Why you give it life? Because we all take chances and risk, right? And we're going to do the best that we can of what we got. Now, listen, I'm not going to fault the man. I'm not even going to fault for the circumstances of what was written. I can't. That's their opinion, right? And how they feel, I can't change that, right? So some people say the squeakiest oil gets the grease. Well, I don't know. He's been squeaking for a hot minute, right? I don't know what he vex about. I don't know. I can't call it. I know some people be like, well, why are you getting on him? I'm not getting on him. You know what I'm saying? I think it's unfortunate. You know, he has to say what he feels like. I feel like he needs a hug or something. You know, he needs a hug. I mean, it reminds me of, you know, when Drake singing this song about, you know, being, I don't know, was it jilted? I don't know. You know, some people don't, nobody really listens to the words, but if you really listen to the words, you know what I'm saying? Drake ain't coming from a position of power. He's coming from a position of lack, disappointment, hurt. And what's so hurtful is that it feels a rejection. It feels of rejection. Now, I know tomorrow someone might say, Greg, you went a little too far with the fella. I ain't say nothing bad about the individual. Right? I ain't say nothing. But I think a hug is needed. So if you are his friends, just hug the fella now. Give him some good look. You know what I'm saying? Just rub his head or something. You know what I mean? Just make him feel good about himself, you know what I mean? Because it looked like, you know, he worried about somebody else's situation, you know. I don't know. I ain't calling nothing on it. I'm just saying. I don't know where the cheetah comes in with the comes to the party and the event. So I guess that'll be something personal that he has to write a letter, right? He got to write a letter. Sitting in this room. I don't know if he was. Was he drunk when he wrote this? Was he drunk? I guess. Man. But this is the point. Just open your heart now. Open your heart tonight, brother. You know what I'm saying? Maybe let's start a GoFundMe. Let's start a GoFundMe of hugs for this fella. Let's go hug him now. Hug the man now. Give him some loving. Some tender, tender loving. I didn't say hold his hand. I just said, just put your arms around him. I know. See, I ain't gonna fight fire with no. I gonna fight fire with love now. I could give you love now. Oh, please. Oh. Thank you. Thank you. Give the fella some love now. Oh, Jesus, creases. 617-465. I'm about to say the wrong number. 617-468-6565. You know what I'm saying? All right. He needs some milk. But yes. So that's what I would say on that. I would say, but that was cool. That was cool. That was cool. I mean, so then, right? I'm going to continue with the story of my day, right? So I was like, all right. So I get a call, and Prince was like, yo, son, they're going in on the radio station on us. I said, what? Yeah, man. They're saying a whole lot of stuff on the radio station. I said, okay. What station? He's like, Spark FM. I said, okay. And then I was like, wait a minute. I don't even have a radio in my house. I don't even have a radio. I'm like, damn. So I said, forget it. I said, all right, listen, let me go in the car and let me listen. Because I haven't listened to the station at all. So I said, let me go in the car and let me listen to the radio station. I'm like, so man, basically I'm in the car now going through the station ID. I'm like, okay, not 88.1, not 104. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I can't find this goddamn station on the radio. I'm saying, yo, at the car, yo, I like Prince. What's going, yo, man? What's going on? I can't find the radio station on the radio. He said, what are you listening on the radio for? Right? It's online. I said, oh snap. It's online. Oh, okay. I got you. What did I say? What was I thinking? Right? I was saying, shoot, it said Spark FM, so I guess it's Spark FM, right? So I was waiting for that. And I said, all right, so let me listen, you know, because I think it's important. I don't know what they're saying. I just want to get the clarity of what's going on, you know? So I said, let me listen. And it was like something like this. It was
what's something that you always carry with you?
Hot sauce.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you getting information right now?
What?
Hot sauce.
I was like, what?
Hot sauce in my bag, Swag?
What? Hot sauce.
Really?
Yes.
I was like, people are going to see this and say, okay, she's pandering to black people.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Is it working?
No. No, son. She didn't win the election either. Sad thing. I mean, homegirl did her best, right? First of all, listen, I know people are going to be like, oh, God, no, man, why you... See, my name is Greg DeShitalk, and I know I don't try to do this on an often scale. This is not what I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to be evil or wicked or, you know what I'm saying, spiteful. Not. Because first of all, let me go down to this, right? If, first of all, to even put together a radio station of any magnitude or any organization takes a lot of work, a lot of dedication, a lot of heart. I give you all the props in the world for doing this. Really, I'm not even gonna front. It is a hard task, and I hope the reason why it is really hard because one, not only do you rely on us to listen, you know what I'm saying? You rely on businesses to support, and sometimes people forget, you know what I'm saying? They think music is free. Music is not free. You know what I'm saying? And there are expenses and there's things that you this radio station has been trying to put together, and I think we need to support, especially if you have a roti shop, you have a hairdresser, you know what I'm saying? Go out and patron, and because you know what? Regardless of what was said on the station at that particular time, it is a voice that the community needs, right? We need, listen, let's be realistic. There is, what radio station, access to radio station that is available to us, right? The community of Boston that is available to us to listen to get what? Information independently, right? You know what I'm saying? So I don't fault them at all. I wish them the best. You know what I'm saying? I want success. I want them to have it all. You know what I'm saying? Because I think for real, we do need communication. We need communication in the city. And it's important. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not getting on them about what. No, you got to do what you got to do. Put your station out. Put it. Listen, I applaud you. Okay. This is not a slight or whatever. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know, some people get thick skins and stuff like that. But for real, I applaud you for coming out there. Now, I think what I heard, I mean, I didn't hear, I kind of heard like, it was like a slant. You know what I'm saying? I think I heard, you know, a guest, and they was on the radio again, you know, and they were given their, but it seems kind of like whatever we did wasn't good. What everybody else did was the highest in the praise. And it was like, oh my God, oh Lord, if it wasn't for you, sir, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Listen, I'm not here to, listen, like who you like, want who you want, do what you want, you know what I'm saying? But be careful. Not say be careful. You could do whatever you want. You could do whatever you want. Who am I? I could just say what I feel like saying. And I felt it was kind of, you know, it was a kind of a slight, you know, the way they was talking, you know what I'm saying? It was really slanted. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't level. And it definitely wasn't straight. It was a little bit off. You know what I'm saying? So I give all props and praises to them. You know what I'm saying? You know, now listen, I'm going to say this is for me. This is me saying all of this. I said it. You know what I'm saying? Don't look for, this ain't come out of nobody else's. How do they say it? The views expressed, you know what I'm saying, is by me. You know, have no indication for Red House. So, you know, I said I'll take the smoke. You know what I'm saying? I take the smoke. That's how I feel. You know what I'm saying? So here's the thing. All right. So now let's get to the real thing. Now that we got your attention, listen, somebody died on Saturday morning, and we've made more issue about what people didn't do or what they didn't get than being very angry and upset about that which happened. Okay? I think we should have been spending more time supporting the family. I think we should spend more time figuring out what we can do at the community and how we can resolve this situation. Because anytime something like this tied in, listen, I didn't even want to look at, someone wanted to show me something about what transpired. And what they said was that the individual died by themselves. And I understand people were scared and people ran away. Right. And this is a baby. I'm not making this about, I'm saying we, our community needs to do more. We need to do more. We need to stand up. We need to be, if the same place where when somebody said they threw a racist comment and we were ready to just not eat pizza again. We was going to fast. We was going to fast like it was Ramadan. We didn't want no more pizza. We didn't want no bad dough, no fried dough. We didn't want nothing from them, because we should have the same energy and vigor to do what we need to do to change at least this community where we stand at. Okay. I might not, you know, I'm not, you know, this is, I'm not saying go down the street and riot, but I am saying that we, the community, needs to take a more vocal approach, a more not a more action approach to solving how can we improve what's going on for our community. Now listen, the number is 617-468-6565, right? Now people like to say what they want to say, and but you can tell me what you want to say. I am well open. 617-468-6565. So if you think you have something that's really pertinent to say to me or say something about, let's do this. I'm all ears, I'm all open, and we're not running away. All right? So but let's figure out what we need to do about this issue that just transpired, you know? I don't wanna feel as if we just let Carnival just get the bad rap for it. I think we have enough people here. We should be doing more to show how we can change the narrative, right? How we can because if we don't say something and it seems like, well, it's another one. No, it's not another one. You know what I'm saying? And it shouldn't be on our watch, right? It shouldn't be messing up our groove. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't be, you know? So 617-468-6565, you know? So how did you feel? Were you mad what I said? Was you upset? Did you feel it was appropriate? You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to be up here long. I'm just saying what I felt like saying. And I feel like I needed to say something. Me personally. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not into the I'm here for us to improve and get our stuff together. You know what I'm saying? But I'm definitely not here for the drama. Anybody can do that. That's entertaining. I'm tired of watching Love and Hip Hop, right? Are you? People just beefing, finding a way to beef on television for no. Are we that dumb? I don't know. I don't think so. I think some of us have some proper ideas, and I think just because the minority was when not the majority should say something. I think the majority needs to say what they need to say. I think we need to reach out to the politicians and say stop. Or even the media, like, yo, stop attaching this thing to our culture, okay? Because what it does, it has a total negative effect when it comes down to anything. Oh, when it goes, oh, it's carnival time. We got to shut this city down. You know, there's all, and it becomes like, oh, we got to muscle up these hooligans. People go to work. People busting their behind, and the only opportunity they ask to free themselves. It's just in this community is the Boston Carnival. And I think we've left that out for a long time. We let that ride. We let that ride because we're just so happy to have Carnival and then whatever. Look, I don't think New York is having Carnival. New York is not having Carnival. You know, New York is not having Carnival. We did, right? And we don't appreciate what we had. You know what I'm saying? So. And if they took that away from us, Lord, you know what it was like when you didn't have Carnival last year? You know what it's like if you don't have Carnival in Trinidad. Do you know how painful that is? So, and some people can't make it back. Some people can't take two weeks or 3 weeks. You know what I'm saying? So this is the best that they could get unless they're going to Miami. And even that, so why would you wait to like let whatever rot here to go enjoy someplace else? I don't think that's right. You know? I don't think it's right. You know? We need to stand up and say, yo, our politician, I think you need to appreciate what we bring to the table when it comes to the Caribbean community, far as work, because a lot of us are your nurses. Some of our police. Some of us are your construction workers, right? Some of you are your trade people. You know what I'm saying? Some of the most hardened working people out there, right, who help build this community, right, who are homeowners, who are damn sure are voters, right? And I think we need our just. I don't think they should represent, I don't think that incident should represent us, and I don't think we should let that incident represent us. I don't know. I don't know how you guys feel. I don't know if you feel like you can go in your bed and go like, oh, well, you know, they just call the Boston Carnival the one of those gangster festivals. I don't think I appreciate that. I don't know who else does. If you appreciate that, this is sad. We need to do better. Well, I'm hoping we can do better. And it's going to take, again, effort like this to bring to the table. Oh, we need to start addressing individuals? Okay. Oh, yes. What does that take? What does that take? I think it takes some sort of us having to be more involved in the kids, right? I'm very much, you know, involved in the youth projects, which is like with the soccer or like swimming, basketball, but even, you know, stuff that will have more male figures who are involved in trying to be a real positive influence, right? I know some of us is, you know, we busting on hump at work, but you know, I think it doesn't make sense to bust your hump at work and then worry about when you get home, how I gonna walk around at home, right? So we need to invest in our kids. I mean, they may not be my child, but they are my children that I have to deal with, and I at some point they're gonna grow up, and they may be young at some point, but they're gonna get to be as old as I am, or even when I'm older, they're gonna be more stronger than I am, right? So if I'm strong now, why not be strong for them now? And when they get older, and they're gonna be strong for me, that should be a concept. This shouldn't be a one and done. It should be a continualness, right? You know, I think a lot of times we get into this thing where there is a, I don't know if it's, I'm not even gonna say, but I was gonna say, you know, it's almost like, are we brainwashed to think that we have to fight amongst ourselves? And if we're fighting amongst ourselves, who's really winning, right? Right? This ain't a boxing match where you get a belt and you walk out and you're like, hey, I get the title. And even that, that's more proof that we're losing, right? Because the person who paid a $5 ticket and won, you know what I'm saying, on a bet, right? They didn't get punched in the face. You know what I'm saying? And they made more money than you did for you know, not to say they made more money, but yeah, truthfully they do. How they make more money? Oh, you losing the community. You losing property. You losing business. You know what I'm saying? We fighting amongst ourselves and they're just watching and waiting to, hey, another one bites the dust and we keep this going. And you know what? Hey, what? You know what? I own the block. You know what I'm saying? And they're telling you when to leave. And they're telling you how to leave. And they're telling you how to leave, like, right now. So, with that, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to be Mr. Preacher Man. I just wanted to say what I felt like saying, because some people like to say what they want to say, and people going to talk when they want to talk, right? But in all, it's about loving this community. And I hope we all try to figure this out. 617, one more time, 468-6565. If you're feeling like you have something nice to say or don't have something nice to say, don't be afraid to say it. Don't be afraid to say it. It is what it is. I'm not mad at nobody. I love everyone. I wish everyone the best. You know what I'm saying? I wish everyone, because, hey, I don't need to be the person that carries the load all the time. I don't. I just want to be in an area that our kids could get the most out of it. Right. Because when it boils down to it, I mean, I lived enough in this life that I got to worry about how my kids is going to live through this piece. Right. So it is what it is. We have to do better, man. We have to do better. So let us join the committee. Let's join the carnival committee at some point. Right. All the masqueraders. If you love masks, all the promoters somehow. Right. I know everybody's fighting for themselves. All right, you're right. Okay. But what are we going to do? What are we going to do when we have nothing? And you're going to be sitting in New York, like, hey, we ain't got no carnival for this year. We're going to be like, oh, It was worth it. It was worth telling somebody how they felt about them. It was it worth it, you know, getting vexed for something? I don't think so. I don't think so. I think longevity, I think we need to play the long game. I think we're too afraid to play the long game. I guess we're some sprinters, right? We, you know, we win the 100 meter and we're thinking that's it. But then there's the marathon, right? Right? There's the 400. There's a relay race. We ain't winning that. We're comfortable. We're just comfortable with just being, I'm the fastest man on earth. No, I mean, I think we need to be dominant. I think we need to be the most dominant creatures, right? There's not one medal and we're good. We need to be up there, right? And it takes each one of us to be up there. I'm not afraid. I'm not running for presidents. I'm not running for a city council. I'm not running for none of that, but I damn sure want to make sure our streets are safe. And hopefully we represent our people, our culture, right? Like I said, I have no animosity, no animosity for nobody. You know what I'm saying? I think everyone deserves success. Everyone deserves abundance because abundance is real. Because life is abundant. You know what I'm saying? Life is abundant. I know how they got us trapped, like saying, well, you could pay for $300 Gucci shoes. That don't make life good. You know what I'm saying? That don't make life better. You know what I'm saying? I think when you have health, family, you know what I'm saying, and you're in a roof over your head and a belly and not the worries, I think you have a better and a well-rounded lifestyle. Right? So how do we get our community straight? How do we get our mind straight? How do we get our body straight? That's the improvement. And so if I conclude, because I wasn't going to stay here all night, that's not my thing. All right. Next week, Monday. Okay. Monday, I would love to get into the candidates. All right. I would love to get into the candidates. So first of all, as we proceed and move forward, we'll improve. We'll get whatever it is we need to get. We'll take care of whatever we need to take care of. You know what I'm saying? Well, we already know that. Okay. Sorry about that. I need glasses. I can't see too far, and I don't want to stick my face all in the camera. I'm done ugly as it is. It don't make no sense to push my face up. I'm like, oh, God. All right. But we do need to have this conversation. And we do need to have this conversation on a regular, whether it's here, whether it's on Spark FM, then the conversation needs to happen. And if it's happening, yo, you need to contribute. Just don't just sit there on the sideline thinking that everything, figure it out. Now, some people may be able to say some good things. Some people may not say the right thing. Some people may be full of crap, but it's all good. But as long as we're trying to communicate, as long as we're trying to try to move the needle forward, every effort is helpful. Right. If it's meant in a positive way, if it's meant in a righteous way. All right. So I don't like to take too much of your time. I think I said what I needed to say. I felt like I got off what I got off my chest. You know what I'm saying? And so be it. If you want to say something again, you had the opportunity to call me and tell me blah, blah, blah. Right. Right? Right? Nobody running? It's a two-way street here. It's a two-way street. So, all right. But if that's not the case, then, you know, do what you got to do. And let's move forward. Let's be honest with ourselves and let's move forward. I appreciate everyone who stayed. Listen to me. Say the caca that came out my mouth. You know what I'm saying? But I'm happy and blessed that we can all try to figure out how we will move the needle in the future. Okay? How are we going to move the needle in the future? But, hey, that's just me. That's me and my foolishness. I'm in the mud band. I'm in the mud band. So, there was no mud band this year, so I guess this was my mud band today. This was my mud. I got in the mud, and I was smearing it and tossing it, you know what I'm saying? So who vex, don't be vexed. I mean, I'd say it all in love, you know what I'm saying? I'm here for the improvement, Okay? I'm here for the improvement. So, whether you feel so or not, I go keep it going, right? Thank you very much, y'all. And I will be back next Monday. Now, remember, the number is 617-468-65. You don't have to have a long distance phone number. It's not a long distance phone number, it's in the community. So with that, I talk to you later. And we are not a good look. Okay. I will do me. Yo. Oh, I got it on the headphone. Hello? Can you hear me? I can't hear you, though. Let me just take this. Huh?
Can you hear me now?
What, you couldn't hear anything?
No, we heard you talking, we heard the whole story, but any special effects or music you were playing, I couldn't hear it.
Oh, wow.
What are you going through? But we heard the story. So, what is the story with, was it Danielle and them that was talking all this mess?
No. So you couldn't hear the audio? You couldn't hear the audio? Wow.
The entire time it was you talking, I kept telling Daryl, I'm like, I think he's playing something.
Hold on. Huh. Well, I could hear it through my headphones. That's the whole
thing. It was going through your earphones.
That's what I told him. I bet you he can hear it in his headphones, and we can't hear any of it.
That's the whole thing. If I could hear it through the headphones, it's supposed to come out.
Nah, bro. It wasn't coming out.
Okay. At least I know now. Okay. Yeah. Okay, was it terrible? Hold on. It was terrible?
Mm-hmm.